This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship stations in Tampa, Florida, and our Moss Nissan studio, as we're heard across America on some of America's great radio stations and all across the Caribbean, and streaming live on the internet and satellite around the world, too. Now, a special shout-out goes out always to our active-duty military and veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping out in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, keeping the bridges going, too. Thanks very much for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, or check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, we've got the man, the myth, the legend, Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
And by the way, Flip told me to make sure I said that in the way I did, because he's got a picture of you sitting in a car. It looks like you're freezing to death with a big ski coat on and that expression on your face like, would somebody turn on the heat?
I wish he would delete that picture, too.
All right. Let's say the pledge again, Rollo. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And Flip has given me a great big huge thumbs up as I look at your picture again. But anyway, I'm going to start with something a little bit different here. And this is thanks to a conversation from my friend Jeff down in Sarasota. Nobody's making the Bush-Trump comparison, so I'm going to do a little something here. You ready?
Yeah.
Number one, the media could not get over the fact that George Bush had won the election back in 2000. Remember?
True.
And they immediately started reporting antidotal groups calling for the removal of the Electoral College from the vote and going over the popular vote only and all sorts of other stuff going on. By the way, the media could not stop reporting the American deaths following our response to September 11, 2001 either. I remember all of that. And with the COVID-19 going on again, the media is once again counting numbers to make the Republican president look bad. Now, following the 2016 election, the media found other things to do. The Democrats in Congress tried to impeach George Bush for starting illegal wars back in the day. And this impeachment against our current president, Donald Trump, started on day one in 2016. And Congress had to make up false charges as obstructions of Congress and couldn't even get the charges to the Senate because they were laughed right out of the committee. Now, we've had oil collusion charges for George W. Bush, Russian collusion for Donald Trump, and the Democrats in the media are right now trying to destroy Donald Trump with the same playbook they tried with George W. Bush. Now, think about this for a minute. This all started back in the days of Nixon and Watergate.
That's true. True. Absolutely. At least in the case of with Watergate, there was some truth to that situation. Although I think they made a bigger deal out of it than it actually was when you compare it to some of the things that atrocities that Democrats have done over the years. But I guess we don't have time to get into that long list.
No.
But you're right, Captain. That's around the time it began.
And here's the thing. Some of the Democrats from back then, not a lot of them, but some of them are still in Congress.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Jeez.
For instance, Uncle Joe Biden, he's been in Congress 47 years, and someone needs to just ask him, what good have you done, sir? And since he can't say anything that he has done good, all these people, when the founders developed our republic, it was meant for you to have maybe one or two at the most stints in government, go back to home after that, and run your business or your farm in the case back when things were founded, because you were supposed to make laws that were more amenable to doing business, to functioning in the private sector. Well, when they decided to reverse things and America was being dubbed as a democracy and things of that nature, people stayed in government for much longer periods of time and kind of reversed things and put things and an advantage for those who made themselves into career politicians,
mm-hmm.
and made things at a disadvantage for mm-hmm. we the people outside of government. So
yeah.
We got to stop this madness.
Yeah. Well,
it's killing our country.
For the Democrats that are listening, here's your future president extraordinaire, not knowing where he was at yesterday. Listen to this.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Kingswood Community Center. Actually, that's the one down I used to work. That's a joke. You didn't know where we were. Anyway, it's great to be here. And,
he wasn't joking. He didn't know where he was at. He thought he was down the street at the other place.
What?
Jeez. They think we're stupid, don't they?
They obviously, and there's a lot. Well, I hate to say this, but there's a lot of stupid people out there. In order for him, someone of his stature, in his condition, to have as much support as he does have.
Yeah.
So they've got something there.
Yep. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards. And by the way, Eric is chiming in saying, and I quote, reminds us of Ronald Reagan back in the day when they said he was going to start a nuclear war with the Soviets because Reagan was a cowboy. Yeah, but what a cowboy he was. Best president we ever had up until now. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and my good friend Greg Stubbe, congressman from down below Sarasota and Charlotte, and let's see, he's in he's got like five counties he's a congressman in, but he's doing a great job. He's on TV right now on Fox, and always nice to see him. Because he's an up-and-comer. Mark my words, he's going to be up in the picture before long. Now, let's talk about my sponsor for this segment. It would be Moss Nissan. And while the factories were slowing production and dealerships were running out of inventory, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura went on a buying spree. And now with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles to choose from, Moss has the largest selection in the state. And before you buy elsewhere, buy at Moss. M-A-U-S is the way you spell Moss. Now, they'll have the vehicle you want that the other guys might not, and their goal is to never lose your business over price either, with many favorable finance programs, including 0% loans with approved credit. Now, Moss Nissan Crystal River just received Nissan's prestigious award of excellence. Great job up there, guys. And if you're searching for a new, improved service experience too, Moss Nissan services all makes and models. Now, Moss Nissan and Moss Acura, You Serve, You Save program applies to all vets, all first responders, all active duty military, and now includes pastors and faith workers, too. The choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Moss, Nissan, and Acura, Newport, Richey, Crystal River, and now Florida Avenue in Tampa with both Moss Acura and Moss Nissan right there. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You're going to save $500 on that certified pre-owned or new vehicle, too. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Well, you know, Mr. Zogby, John Zogby, who originally was from University College, well, actually it was called Utica College, and then it became University College of Syracuse University, and then it became University College before he went on to become a professional full-time pollster. He says that the Biden and Trump races are going to be much closer than what it appears, because all of a sudden Real Clear Politics comes out with a poll yesterday, and Donald Trump is up by 0.2 percentage point.
Well, I'm not surprised. Well, in my opinion, the Trumpster should be further ahead than that. But considering how things have been going, I'm not surprised. At least things are much closer than they have been reported in recent weeks. In some cases, they had, I believe, Uncle Joe Biden ahead by over 7 points, in some cases more than that, which was kind of surprising to me considering the recent performances of Mr. Biden. But I agree with Mr. Zogby, the Zogby poll. I think the Trump is going to win, by the way. More surprisingly than, by a larger margin than a lot of people think, because as the campaign continues and Uncle Joe is out there and he's talking and more examples of like you just played for us a few minutes ago, the people are going to be turned off from that guy. They're going to, yeah. It's going to become quite apparent he can't hack it.
Yep.
And, he's a danger to the country, I think. And whoever he picks as his VP, they'd be end up being the ones the person running the country. And, can you imagine, Kamala Harris or Big Mama Abrams, as a VP? And, that's the person who would take over once his, dementia really kicks in. I mean, come on. That would be enough.
It could be somebody that we're not hearing being discussed right now. We'll get into that. Maybe, but I doubt that, because she's got quite a track record behind her. They'll bury her with the Benghazi stuff. Think about
true.
That for a
yeah.
second. All right. Now, the other thing is the president yesterday down in Texas told the suburban voters that he will no longer be bothered by low-income housing. They will no longer be bothered by low-income housing regulations. He's going to change that. And within 5 minutes, CNN came out and said, Trump again attempts to stoke racial divisions in housing message.
Well, you know, that's pretty hypocritical and asinine of CNN to come out that way. I said, thank God. I was watching the event when the president said that, and I was like, finally, someone standing up to that bull crap. How dare people force successful neighborhoods, whether they're in suburbia or in the city, to accept Section 8 housing? You know what happens. You bring in this house, that type of housing, mm-hmm. full of people that don't appreciate the fact that they're in nice housing in a nice neighborhood. What do? They are pain in the neck to people. They commit crimes. They run the place down. And this happens not only in the suburbs, but in nice neighborhoods and in the cities as well, where they force them to take in these people. And the thing is, your money should take you where you can go. What I mean by that is that as your income increases, you work hard, and you want to live in a nice neighborhood in the city or in the suburbs, that's what should dictate where you live. Not some political maneuvering to force people to take in folks that haven't worked to achieve the ability to live in a much nicer neighborhood. That's not good. It's not good for the people that live in those neighborhoods, and it's not really good for the folks that they're trying to force in there. There's no incentive to work to get better in your life.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, talk about incentives. The second stimulus is likely to be coming out soon. Looks like $1,200 is going to be the amount. There may be more than that. I don't know. But get this, 26 million more people are going to be getting checks. I wonder who those people are.
I have no idea. Hopefully they're not all, you know, a bunch of DACA folks and,
that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not right. What they need to do is, open up the economy or reopen it. And I understand, you know, they talk about the stupid disease, the Corona China virus. If you look at other nations like Taiwan, and Japan, where people are, in comparison to the United States, people are stacked upon each other. Do you know they have such a low rate of deaths and sickness? Because, you don't separate everyone in the way they've been doing in the United States and shut everything down and expect the disease to magically go away. It doesn't work that way. But it's political. I understand that. And they want to continue to shut things down because people are basically dumb. A lot of people are dumb. And they'll say, well, because it's shut down, they'll blame Trump.
All right. Let's keep moving along here. The internet service provider Squarespace, I've never heard of them, but they were the provider for the website America's Frontline Doctors, which were the ones that were out there protesting the status quo and talking about how hydroxychloroquine was working for them. Well, their website has been shut down now by the provider Squarespace.
Well, that's not surprising. I mean, there's been a lot of shutting down recently on the internet. If you don't have the right, if you don't toe the line, you're going to get shut down. You're going to get shadow banned. You're going to be, you know, whatever. And this is quite common and not right, but it is what it is, and that's what's going on today. And that's why one of the reasons why Google and other entities are being challenged in Congress as of yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got to ask you this question because I had this earlier. California's churches are now defying the state worship ban, and they're doing it as they are challenging legally the authority of the governor by holding services on the beach. Now, I think that's fine. It's outdoors. What's the problem? And indoors. Now, that might be a problem back in their churches. So what say you?
I say they do it, whether it's inside or not. They have the right to do it. They have their own. They believe in God and this, that, and the other. And God is a slightly higher authority than Newsom. Newsom does not have the right.
Only slightly?
Shut down.
Only slightly?
What now?
Only slightly?
Well, I'm being facetious there. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm looking at it from maybe a Newsom standpoint. He thinks he's above God, actually.
Yeah. But, let me interject something because we're going to run out of time if I don't do it, and I want to get this in there. The Democrats are still waiting for little Michael Bloomberg to give the money to them that he promised to give. Remember, he was going to give billions of dollars? He hasn't given a dime to the Democratic Party of what he said he was and to the candidates, not a dime.
Well, first of all, they're not worth a dime. And second of all, they're getting plenty of money from other folks like Soros and other sources. So, I mean, it's been more than made up.
By the way, you're a big football guy, basketball guy and all that, right?
Not anymore. Not as far as the NFL, the
college,
NBA or whatever.
College?
If they go the same way mentally, I won't be a fan of that.
Well, listen to this. Notre Dame is now going to be in the ACC. How about that?
Uh-oh. All right.
They're going to be there with Syracuse and Georgetown. All right. I'll let you go, and we will talk to you again, let's see, on Tuesday. So have yourself a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
All right. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we're coming back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Now, I've got questions here for him. If you got any more, go ahead and ship them off to the chat room. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. has reached 150,000 deaths from COVID-19. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says what were positive numbers over the last few months are now changing for the worse.
Over the past 4 months, we have crushed the curve, but this is sobering.
Over the past 4 days, we have reported roughly 2,000 new positive coronavirus test results.
In Minneapolis, Mayor Jacob Frey says after 2 months of being open, indoor bar areas will now have to close again on Saturday.
We are not presently seeing the same numbers that Arizona and Florida are seeing. We are not seeing those yet, but we cannot wait until it is too late to act.
In California, Los Angeles County Health Director Barbara Farrar says they continue to see people dying of the virus there.
I'm going to start with how sad I am to report an additional 91 deaths today.
This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, and when you hear that announcement, you know it's a Thursday. I'm probably got Bo Browning going to be on the program here in just a second, but don't forget that there's two locations for the National Aviation Academy, one in Concord, Massachusetts, the other here in Clearwater, Florida, and all you got to do is schedule an appointment. Come see what they look like. Come find out what they're all about. 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. And good morning, Bo.
Good morning.
Now, the thing about you when you come in is we always ask people to ask questions. I've got a couple of questions here already, and I got two more, one on my phone that came in that way and one on the chat room that came in that way. So let me ask you the first one from an Air Force guy, retired Air Force, Willie G. in Valdosta. He says, I'm an MP. I'm retired. I like to tinker with my car. I'm not sure I could work on an aircraft, but could you teach me?
Absolutely, Willie G. We can definitely get that done for you. We've had multiple veterans, retirees, just veterans that separated that have come out of ground combat MOSs, supply chain MOSs, military police backgrounds, and they're looking to do something a little different than what they did in the military. They come to National Aviation Academy. They already have good professional skill set, and we just build upon that, and we teach them the basics that they need to know to be successful in the aviation industry. So it absolutely can be done.
And now I've got a question from Maureen, and this is the first time we've had a question like this. I want to come and become an aviation maintenance tech. It's something I've always wanted to do because I'm a pilot, a private pilot, but I want to learn how to fix and repair aircraft, and maybe it might lead me to open my own business. She says, where would it be the least expensive for me to come? I live in Chicago. Would it be Boston or would it be Florida?
But between the two campuses, that's really got to be a personal preference thing. If you're already living up in Chicago, obviously the change isn't too much as far as climate and, expense going from Chicago to over into Massachusetts. Coming down to Florida, obviously, the climate and the expenses, well, housing expenses are about the same now, wherever you go. But, it's just a personal preference thing. Currently right now we have several people in our program that are doing the exact same thing that you're looking to do, that they're private pilots, they own their own airplanes, and they're coming through the program so they can be able to work on their own aircraft and work on friends' aircraft. So, it's absolutely doable. Which campus you go to is a personal preference thing.
Now, I'm getting another question here on the phone, so let me see what this is. This is from Craig, and Craig is saying, okay, and we've had this question before, too, but there's no dumb question, folks. I asked a question, we'll get to the answer. I have a motorhome. Is there a place where I can have it and go to school in Florida?
Sure. Down here in Florida, a lot of our students you have travel trailers and motorhomes. There are plenty motorhome or RV parks in the area. Locate one of those, put your motorhome, your travel trailer in there, and, you'll be set up. But a lot of our students have done that over the years.
All right, now I've got to give you some breaking news down there, especially the folks in the islands that are listening to me right now in our affiliate, AM1000. We now have got this tropical storm, Isaiah. I'm going to say Isaiah because that's a Spanish word is for Isaiah. 60-mile-an-hour sustained winds, gusts to 70 miles an hour. The millibars have dropped down to 1,000. Now it's dropped 9 points since we started the show. So this show, storm is starting to build up big time. And those of you down there in the Virgin Islands, it's pulling away from you, but it's coming towards Florida. Now, the track has moved a little bit more to the right of where it was yesterday, which is good for us over here, because it looks like it's going to skirt the east coast of Florida and then go up Georgia and then up towards Carolina. But you need to be paying attention, because this looks like it's going to be a 70-mile-an-hour tropical storm on the east coast of Florida. And again, the tropical force winds are out 345 miles. 345 miles. Tropical force winds 40 miles an hour. Okay, sorry about that, Bo. And by the way, a question for you from me on aircraft. When do they stop flying aircraft in a storm like that? Is there a speed like they do with the fire trucks? We don't go out.
They're gonna look at the weather, and a lot of times the commercial airliners they can actually fly around that. I was coming back from Massachusetts to Florida one time when we had one of the big storms going up the East Coast, and we just flew around it. So depending on where the storm's at, the aircraft they'll just change their flight path and they'll just go around the storm. Obviously a hurricane, something like that, you can't go above it, but you can go around it.
Yeah, because I know a lot of the aircraft, when they come down from New York, they fly a wider pattern, come down around it that way when it's going up the coast. And this one is going to be one of those going up the coast, but because it's got that 345-mile swing to it, it's going to be inland a ways, too, so we'll see. But anyway, it looks like as if Florida, you were going to be dealing with it on Sunday and Monday, too. Now, again, we have another question here. Let me see. This is from Alan. Alan is in Oklahoma City. Alan is saying, I've always wanted to do something with aircraft. I'm not sure whether or not I could qualify or not. I'm a double amputee.
That right there, depending on what you really want to do in the industry, you know, like I said, I've worked with people multiple times that have been missing limbs. You know, I have not worked with anybody that was a double amputee. I think it's something that you should do a lot of research on and see if it's something that you can, you know, actually do. And if you need some help in that aspect, by all means, call National Aviation Academy, and we can help you do the research and make sure it's truly a good fit for you.
Yeah, because let's say he's missing a couple of legs, and he's not telling me what he's missing. Let's say he's missing a couple of legs. Okay, you got prosthetics on. You can do the work.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I mean, everybody has their own individual situation. And like I said, I've worked with people in the industry multiple times, missing limbs. You know, I just never personally worked with anybody that was a double amputee. But, you know, somebody that's been that way for a long time, you know, obviously you can function in life. So it's all what you make of it.
All right. Now, Massachusetts, you were working on the campus there. They were doing some more building or something. How's that going?
Well, you know, like everybody else around the globe, coronavirus has extremely changed the way our business looks. We have now, you know, split classes apart, so some of our design plans, some of our build-out plans have sped up. Some of them have dramatically changed at both of our campuses. So we're working through this. You know, we're continuing to improve the facilities at both locations. We're continuing to have build-outs, and obviously coronavirus has changed some of our long-term plans because we had to make short-term adjustments.
Okay, and of course, folks, I'm talking to Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Now, if you've got any questions, you can call us at 877-969-8600. And the other way is to get a hold of me is either by email, which I don't see any, but I'll go check it real quick, or by the instant messenger on the Facebook page, and I am getting messages that way. So let me go back over here because I got another one here right now. Let me see what that is. Okay, this is from Steve, and Steve is down in Lakewood Ranch. Steve says, I have a nephew who is getting out of the Navy, and he has been a boilerman. Now, I'm not sure what they do. I'm trying to remember.
Machinist, I believe.
Machinist. Okay, so, and he wants to know, he says, would that give him a leg up maybe on learning to become an aviation maintenance tech?
Sure, like anybody, you have a good strong work ethic. You have a little bit of a mechanical background. You know, obviously that's going to give you a work up. You know, the biggest thing, National Aviation Academy for anybody out there, but, you know, everybody's got different situations. Hey, come in there with a willingness to learn and a good strong work ethic. We can teach you that skill set. You know, everybody can be successful. You know, there are many opportunities in aviation for everyone, coming from different walks of life, people with different personal situations. You know, everybody can be successful.
Okay, well, folks, I'm going to be coming back with the beach and boating forecast, and then I'll be back with more with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. I'm going to talk to him about some of this UV technology that now we're using for the COVID, to prevent the COVID. That's the funny lights in the airplane cockpits. I'm going to ask him if they're doing any of that over there. So there you go. Because JetBlue is now experimenting with that. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America, Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for all of the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and Tampa Bay. And it's brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, the largest franchise in the 232 franchises across the country. All right, today, Thursday, we're going to have a few afternoon thunderstorms, a light southeast wind today. The seas are going to be about 1 to 2 feet. Kind of smoothing out as the day goes along, because in the afternoon the wind will die down. It's going to be kind of scary with all that big stuff coming our way from down there in the Caribbean. The Gulf water temperature right now is 90 degrees. The bay water temperature 87 degrees. We had our high tide at 1:18 a.m., our low tide at 3:35 a.m. We'll have the circuit coming around again and right after 6 a.m. So let's take a look at what's going on here, because there's no better feeling for your health than a beautiful day out on the water, and the Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. So load up on plenty of sunshine and vitamin D and have yourself a great time in the water with your family and your friends, and sun sanitize too. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. You make your reservation, you fill up your cooler, in minutes you're out on the water and you're soaking up some of the beautiful Florida sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, remember, you join the Freedom Boat Club down here in Florida, you can go anywhere in the system. 232 locations in America, 3 in Canada, and 3 in, are you ready? France. Parlez-vous français, baby. All right. And 509 boats here in the Tampa Bay area, 30 ports. So all you got to do is call the Freedom Boat Club at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Get yourself some more information or go to the website freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. That's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll get you right to the front door. All righty. We're back with Bo Browning from the National Aviation Academy. Good morning again, Bo.
Good morning.
And one of the things I want to mention about the National Aviation Academy is the fact that a lot of young people and a lot of people right now are out of work. I mean, they've lost their jobs, their companies are shut down, whatever. They're sitting there going, well, I'm going to collect this amazing unemployment I'm getting until I can't get it anymore. Well, maybe they ought to think about going to a school like yours. Now, when do you change over the classes? When is that done? I mean, is it every 30 days or...
No, we start a class down here at our Clearwater campus every 5 weeks. So, you know, on August 5th, we're going to start a day class. You know, roughly 5 weeks after that, we're going to start a night class. So at our Clearwater campus, every 5 weeks, either day class or night class is starting. At our Concord, Massachusetts campus, every 10 weeks, we start a day class because we're not running night shift up there currently. You know, so, you know, there is an opportunity. It is a good and a valid point. There are a lot of people out there that are situation change from 6-8 months ago. If you've ever been thinking about, you know, going back to school, learning a new skill set, you know, our program's 14 or 21 months long. You know, gets you in there, you learn a new skill set, you know, things will be turning around, you know, for all of us at the end of that 14 or 21 months, hopefully sooner than that, and we'll get back to an actual normal way of life here in the United States. And everybody's moving forward. You got a brand new skill set. The industry's there. And again, you know, it's a good opportunity for the right individual. Everybody's situation is different. You know, and like I've always said, make sure National Aviation Academy is a right fit for you. And you know, do your research. We truly want you to be successful. We want you to be happy when you enter into our program.
Now, I've seen a lot of private aircraft, like corporate aircraft, or maybe it's not corporate aircraft, it's just private aircraft flying around with the little Lear jets and whatnot that hold like 5 to 10 people. Some of them hold maybe 15 or thereabouts flying around. Now, that also is a kind of a specialty where the aviation maintenance tech works on more planes because you got more of the smaller planes around, right?
Sure, yeah. You know, I used to work for a company that their primary business was private or corporate type aircraft, and you know it's a good sector of the industry to work in. You know, if you're not interested in working in commercial airline side of it, you know there is the private corporate jet sector. So, and you know there is opportunity out there in all different areas or sectors of aviation.
Now, one other thing here, when we talk about financing, because I had somebody ask me a question the other day, and I'm surprised we haven't had that question this morning, but we haven't. And that is about financing. Now, a veteran, post 9/11, it's the GI Bill. Pre 9/11, you may or you may not have any money left in your GI Bill for education. But if you don't, then you certainly have,
So National Aviation Academy has a financial aid department. We also have a certifying official for the VA students, at our school. So depending on what your personal situation is, are you a veteran? Do you have 100% benefits? You know, do you have 50% benefits? Have you used your benefits before? Every veteran situation is slightly different. For our regular students that are not veterans, of course, we have the federal student aid system available to you, and our financial aid department can speak with you and help you navigate through that system.
All right. Now, we have somebody asking about they're not a citizen of the United States. They're not telling me where they're at, but they're telling me, they said, how about someone that doesn't live in the U.S. that wants to come and learn the trade and then go back home and do whatever?
Sure. We have had international students in the past. You know, now our international student enrolling into the program, it's extremely different than a U.S. citizen enrolling into the program. So your best option is to contact National Aviation Academy, tell them that you're an international student. They will get you in touch with the appropriate admissions rep, and they will start that process for you. Because there is a lot of regulatory and immigration stuff that has to be done in order for you to enter the country, you know, to come to school.
Okay, well, Bo, I want to thank you very much for being on the program again today. You've been a wealth of information, answered my questions and some other questions, too, along the way. And hopefully we've helped somebody out, and I'm sure we have with what we always do. So we'll talk to you again in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
All right, Bo Browning, everybody, from the National Aviation Academy. Now, I want to remind everybody about Dominic's Blinds. Now, Dominic's is out of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam with that big old American flag, red, white, and blue, right there. Can't miss them. And all their blinds, all their shades and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And the one thing they'll do that the big box stores won't do, yeah, they'll sell you blinds. Yeah, they may sell them to you a little cheaper, but guess what? They won't offer installation. They won't do on-site cleaning. They don't have parts or repairs. Can't do that for you, but Dominic sure can. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, and when you see the Dominic's truck out there in the highway and byway, wave at him. That's going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. The phone number, 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service. Or just stop by the store. That phone number one more time, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right. Well, you know, folks, today you're going to want to be paying attention to what's transpiring there out of the nation's capital, because a lot of things are going on. Of course, we've had Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who once again is in the hospital in New York City. Apparently, she's had problems with her liver, had to have some sort of stent put in to keep the liver from being blocked. And, of course, that kind of stuff will kill you, as we all know. And Judy, thanks for the hello. Diane, thanks for the hello. Adam, thanks for the hello. We appreciate you guys. And, you know, it's all about we the people here in this program. It's not about me. I don't do what I do because of me. I do it because of we, you, us. Because our commitment is to America. America. And we're all Americans first, and everything else comes after that. And if more people would understand that, and realize that we're in it to win it. We're not just in it because we're in it, but we're here for a specific purpose, and that's to keep America the greatest place on the planet Earth to be, and also to make America the greatest place on the planet Earth. Now, let me just tell you a little story. Guess what? Joe Biden is not the answer. Joe Biden is the problem, and anybody that's with him is. All you had to do was watch what they did to Attorney General Barr this week. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Bunch of absolute fools. I'd use the word moron, but why should I? Yeah, moron works for me. Okay. I'll be back tonight with more. The Captain's America Third Watch. See you later, Gator. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Bye.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.